Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, during a sleepover in a completely normal house, one of the guys said, "There's nothing here." But a few hours later, they all woke up to something coming down the stairs.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, I would love it if you would share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if that's something you're into. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or Apple Podcasts. I'm Carol Hughes, and I have been sneezing all day today, Kathy Gordon.
It's just that time of year.
Good Lord.
Things are in bloom.
I know it. Now, I have noticed, I don't have them in my yard yet, but I have noticed on my dog walks that there are daffodils in the neighborhood.
Yep. We got them all over up here.
Yeah. My tulips are about 4 inches, 5 inches so far. Okay. So they're well good on their way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really, I love this time of year, and I also sneeze through it. It's like, so I apologize in advance if I start sneezing. It's just life.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We get it.
Well, here is our first story, and this is about a sleepover. So it said, this story isn't mine. It's my husband's. I've heard him tell it so many times over the years that I feel like I can tell it pretty accurately. Happened when he was about 17. He's in his 30s now. What's interesting is that the older he gets, the less certain he is about what it was, but he's never said it didn't happen. He and a few of his friends were staying over at a buddy's house one weekend. The friend's parents were out of town, so it was a group of teenage boys alone in a completely normal suburban house. Nothing creepy about it. It wasn't old, wasn't in the middle of nowhere. Just a regular two-story house in a newer subdivision. They'd spent the night doing what teenage boys do, eating junk food, watching TV, staying up too late, playing video games. The house got quiet in a way houses do when everyone else on the street is asleep. You start noticing normal sounds. One of the guys made a comment about how quiet it was, and my husband, being 17 and not really buying into anything paranormal, basically said something along the lines of, "Relax, there's nothing here, it's just a house." It wasn't like he was challenging a ghost, he just dismissed what the guy had said. They laughed, moved on, nobody told a ghost story, nobody named anything, it wasn't like they were trying to scare each other. Eventually, they all settled down to sleep in the family room at the back of the house. The layout matters. The staircase was near the front door. The family room was in the back. To get upstairs from where they were sleeping, you had to come down carpeted steps, step onto a small tile entry by the front door, go through the kitchen, and then onto the carpet of the family room. Not a maze, it was a straight path, but the flooring changed along the way. Sometime in the middle of the night, my husband woke up. He says he doesn't remember what woke him up at first. He just remembers being suddenly aware, and then he heard footsteps upstairs. Not creaking, not random house noises, actual steps. He lay there for a second trying to figure out which friend had gotten up, but then the steps moved toward the stairs. He heard them start coming down. He's always been very specific about this part. The stairs were carpeted, so the steps were muffled at first. Then there were two very distinct steps on tile at the bottom of the stairs. He said you could clearly hear the difference. Soft carpet, then tile. After that, the sound shifted again as the steps moved through the kitchen. By then, he was fully awake. He slowly turned his head and saw that at least one other friend was awake too, staring toward the same direction. They weren't whispering, they weren't laughing, they were just listening. The footsteps kept moving from the kitchen onto the carpet of the family room. Closer. And then they stopped. He never saw anything. He's very clear about that. No shadow figure, no glowing eyes, nothing visual. But he said it felt like someone was standing in the room with him, close enough that you didn't want to move because you weren't sure what you'd bump into. Nobody spoke for a few seconds, and then one of the guys, my husband doesn't even remember who, kind of said under his breath, "See, there's nothing here." It wasn't brave. It was like doubling down on what they'd said earlier in the night. There was a pause after that, and then the footsteps started again, moving away, back across the carpet, through the kitchen, two clear steps on tile, then up the carpeted stairs. Then silence. There was no door closing, no big finish, just quiet. None of them slept after that. The next morning, they all compared what they had heard. Nobody admitted to getting up. Nobody claimed it was a prank. They all described the same thing, the same path, the same change in sound from carpet to tile to carpet again. Even now when my husband tells it, he always mentions a tile. He says that's the part that sticks with him. It wasn't just a noise, it tracked with the house exactly. As an adult, he's tried to explain it away. He'll say maybe one sound upstairs woke them up and the rest kind of filled itself in. Maybe once one of them reacted, the other subconsciously matched it. Maybe fear can sync people up in weird ways. He doesn't jump straight to, it was something paranormal. But he also can't explain how multiple people heard the same sequence, in the same order, in a house none of them were moving around in. And he'll sometimes say, not joking, that maybe saying there's nothing here at 2 a.m. in a silent house isn't the smartest thing to say. Like maybe dismissing something is the same as calling attention to it. But that one night, after he said there was nothing there, something walked the exact path from upstairs to where they were sleeping and then walked back again when they insisted it wasn't real. And he doesn't know what to do with that. Thanks for reading this, Anna. I think it was weird to have that as a one-off paranormal event. Like nothing's ever happened in that house.
That we know of. It wasn't his house, right?
It's his friend's house, but you think the friend exactly. would be like, hey guys, like some weird shit's going down in my house.
Well, we've talked about that being an issue before, that it's not something that you always just want to brag about because you don't want to look like the weird person who believes in ghosts.
Get it, yep.
And I'm wondering if maybe this is, it sounds like a residual ghost, that it does something in a pattern, in an order, maybe?
It definitely was an order, yes.
And it feels like this might be something that might happen more often. And just because he stayed there doesn't mean that he caught it again. Maybe it didn't happen the night he was there. Or maybe it didn't. He was asleep and it didn't wake him up for some reason that night. I do think that even though he hasn't said that it's a haunting or it was paranormal, I think he is kind of suggesting that when he says maybe dismissing something would brought attention to it.
And don't you think too, like, I don't know exactly what a residual haunting is and why they happen, but, you know, we've talked about, could it be a certain date that this, whatever it is, it walks through at this certain time? Like, it seems to be something that really wasn't aware of them or really didn't want to mess around with them because it didn't. Mm-hmm. Was it checking on them? I don't even think it was aware they were even there. Could it have been some residual haunting? Could he have put that out there and then like the whole fear thing, whatever he said, is kind of true. Like, did they just kind of feed off each other's fear and they're all like, I'm hearing it?
Well, there is that. I mean, there is that possibility. But I sort of feel like something did happen. Like, he said he felt like something was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turned around and
they all
and
seemed
left.
To hear it.
Yeah.
And that is and weird. Even if you're feeding off each other's fear.
Yeah. No, I kind of think something did happen there. But just because it didn't happen to him again, and just because the friend didn't say it happened again, doesn't mean it wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I didn't want everybody to think I was weird. You didn't want to be you didn't want to be ostracized and people think you're, you know, weird because you have a living with spirits in your house or ghosts or demons or whatever.
And let's be real, when you're a teenager, shit, you wear the wrong pair of pants and everybody's making fun of you. Wrong
Would
shoes.
You want to tell the guys at 16, 17 years old that you were afraid of a ghost in your house or that you had had, you know, some sort of experiences with them? No way. I'm guessing there's more. That's what my guess is.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but you know, sometimes with residual hauntings, you know, I have to wonder, is it an atmospheric thing, a time of year thing, a date thing, time of night mm-hmm. thing?
Yeah.
Do certain things have to line up for that residual activity to be doing what it does that night?
Exactly. I need five people. I will not perform for less than five people. And so they had to sleep over and then they came out.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is. I don't know. But I also don't think a residual haunting has any like awareness of you. It just does its thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, let's go to this call.
Hi, this is Michael from Anderson, Indiana. But when I was a kid, we had bought a house off an old lady who we found out her husband had passed away in the house. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but most of the hauntings I had seen myself, my father had experienced one himself while we were together. Just a couple things I remember. I remember sitting on the couch in my living room, and we had a closet door. It was a walk-in closet for shoes and coats, and it was open, and I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and my dad was in the kitchen getting something to eat. No front door open, no windows open in the house, and that door just slammed shut, and I remember jumping up and running into the kitchen pretty scared. That's actually the only time that I got scared from it. One other I remember being in my sister's room, and we're only about 2 years apart, and sometimes we would have little sleepovers when we were at my dad's on the weekends. And I remember waking up, and I saw what I can only describe, I guess, would be like electrical. It kind of looked like it's like electricity, and it was blue and pink. And I remember seeing an apparition, which is, this is going to sound silly. It looked like a skeleton. Some people have said, you're just having a nightmare or whatnot, but you know, that was at least 20 years ago, and I don't think most people would remember nightmares that they had, you know, that long ago. My family and I, there was me, my sister, my dad, and my stepmom. We were all sitting in a living room one day, and our living room was connected to our dining room and then to the kitchen. So the only thing that really divided the room between the living room and the dining room would have been like one of those just part where the ceiling kind of comes down a little bit. And there was a helium balloon we had from an old birthday, and it was on the very far side of the dining room. And we were all sitting there watching TV, and we just happened to look up. We noticed that this balloon started just traveling across the ceiling as if like somebody was holding it by the string. So it came all the way across the dining room, and then it stopped at that little divider. It came down, went under, and back up into the ceiling of the living room, and across our living room. And we just all stared at each other. We did not know what to think about that. Those were the three things that I experienced, or that my family experienced together. A few years ago, my dad, I kind of brought up to my dad to see if he remembered me telling him any of this, which he did. he said, well, I never told you this. And apparently my sister used to thank him for tucking her in on some nights before. And he told me, he was like, you know, I never got out of bed to tuck her in. She always said it was a man with a beard. But he never really thought too much of it because we were all kind of determined by that time that there was something in the house, but it was never threatening. So it was never nothing to worry about. He told me that a few years ago, and I kind of just added on and made me think that, well, you know, obviously there was something there, but there's some stories I've always had to tell people. I never experienced it in any other house or anything like that, just that one house, and it never lasted too long. But I just want to share with you guys. I enjoyed the episodes, and keep doing what you're doing. Look forward to hearing the next one. Have a great day.
I think he lived in a haunted house.
I do too. Now, everyone knows you get rid of the balloon right after the party.
No, but when you have kids, as there were kids in the house, that's what they want to keep. And they would keep that balloon forever.
I swear those helium balloons lasted forever. And you would find them in the damnedest places. And go, how did you get in this closet with the door shut?
We have
this
had a lot of helium balloon stories. Actually.
Mm-hmm. They are very creepy. And I think the quicker you get rid of them, the better. That's what my thoughts are about the balloon. And he's right. Like, okay, they can bounce around. Maybe there's some sort of static or magnetic something that's dragging them along. But they don't go down under a divider and back up again.
No.
That would not happen. So that's creepy. And I do think you know the difference between a door slamming shut because of a gust or somebody opened the door or whatever, and you're sitting there and it just slams shut. That would scare you. And,
that would scare the crap out of me.
He knew that was wrong, that something was wrong there. Now, the one that kind of creeps me out is that the sister thanking her dad for tucking her in.
I know it. Uh-oh. That one is so bad.
Oh, I tell you what.
Do appreciate the fact that the dad never told him that for a long time.
Yeah, because it would just upset them. But it's weird. I hate to say this, but maybe it was a caring ghost, a caring spirit that's tucking her in and being kind, because she felt like it was kind,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, I guess there's that it was nice and it did care, but ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. Pretty creepy. But to sit there and watch the balloon as a family.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Like, and the whole time you're watching the balloon, you're like, God, I hate living in this haunted house.
Yeah. And why didn't we get rid of that balloon? Like, what?
Wish we would have gotten rid of it. Like, this is super creepy. And like, as a parent, wouldn't you want to just get up and grab the balloon and just stick a knife in it?
Yeah. Just like, stop it.
You're terrorizing my family.
It is weird. I do think that the balloons on their own will do some weird things for one reason or another. And they look weird, you know, floating by themselves. But this one seemed to be on a weird trajectory.
I think it went under something too.
Yeah, like there was a divider that it had to go under to get back into the other room or something. And that can't happen.
No.
It just can't.
No. Like, that was just creepy. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can call it in. The number's 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.